listening to Polsinelli Podcasts, a weekly podcast produced by national law firm Polsinelli, providing practical legal guidance for better business decisions.
If you're a small business owner who routinely deposits cash into a bank, there are changes underway that could one day make banks no longer want to handle cash. What does this mean for your business, and what's behind the potential change? And joining us now to talk about this is Polsinelli's Ed Novak. Ed leads the firm's Government Investigations Group. He assists professionals facing government investigations in a variety of areas, including banking, healthcare, securities, education, and many others. So, Ed, what's led to this movement?
Well, the original impetus for this was the Bank Secrecy Act and Anti-Money Laundering Acts. That's a long term for the control of cash in and out of bank accounts in the United States. Originally to prevent drug cartels from laundering money through U.S. banks. But more recently, over, let's say, the last 5 to 10 years, the government has been looking at any business or any individual who runs a lot of cash through his, her, or its bank account.
At what amount does the bank become concerned and need to make a report?
Well, the banks are obligated to file what are called suspicious activity reports, SARs, for any cash transaction with respect to which they have some suspicion. Typically, those are transactions in an amount of $3,000 or more, but they could be suspicious about a $1,000 transaction.
Where do those reports go?
They go to a central clearing facility on a regional basis that is it's a task force that's manned by people from the IRS, the FBI, a couple other alphabet soup government agencies, and they look over all the reports and then they determine what requires further investigation.
Do you see this leading to digital currency?
I think the government wants to have accountability for every monetary transaction that occurs, because then the government can determine what are legitimate transactions and what are not. When you use cash for a transaction, the government can't find the record very easily.
So if you're making cash deposits, what should you be discussing with your banker?
Well, you should make sure that your banker knows exactly what kind of business you're in. I have a small restaurant business, or I own a yogurt store, or it is a physical therapy facility, whatever it may be. And as a result of the nature of the business, we get in a certain amount of cash every day, so that the banker has no reason to be suspicious when you show up with $3,000 to $5,000 a day worth of cash deposits.
How does this impact maybe small community banks?
Well, I think the small community banks have probably fewer businesses that transact in cash and thus are less familiar with the government's oversight in this area and may not be as able to provide that buffer between their customer and the government agencies that are reviewing the transactions.
While I have you here, tell us a little bit about Polsinelli's government investigations practice.
The government investigations practice covers a number of different substantive areas. We do a lot of work with healthcare clients, mostly institutional clients like hospital systems. We also do work in the area of securities, financial fraud, banking, mostly defending companies and their employees in government investigations, which may start out pretty benignly and could end up with no penalty to the company, but also could go drastically in a different direction and end up with some criminal exposure.
Ed, good information. Thanks so much. If you'd like to learn more about the firm's capabilities in this area, go to the Posanelli website and look under the services page for government investigations. And if you'd like more information on Ed Novak, go to our professionals page. And we want to remind listeners that the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. And the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only, and it should not be intended to be any kind of legal advice. We'll catch you next time on Posanelli.